Alex going to college.
You guys must be pretty psyched, right?
Gotten so used to being us three. What's it gonna be like when it's just us?
Well.
Hold on here.
Empty nest. This nest is gonna be filled with our loving.
It's gonna be a regular fuck fest.
Oh, yeah. Get your passport ready. Because we're gonna be going to fuck town.
When I became a dad, I made a choice to support my daughter's dreams.
You don't have enough money.
$50 million?
$1,000, honey. Oh, God. My butt just got so tight. Yeah.
You guys need money. I know how to get it. Let's start an underground casino.
I don't like this.
Check this out. Look at Alex. Here she is. She's gone to college. If she doesn't go, boom. Ugh. She's a homeless prostitute on the streets selling her tiny body for money.
You want to make money like Vegas? You gotta look like Vegas.
We've got a nail salon, massages. You're never gonna believe what's in this next room.
Is it a strip club?
Hey, hey.
We're gonna make crazy money.
Hey, we gotta invite everybody.
Hey. There's something going on in this town.
Your mother and I will be working late.
I just can't help but feel like you're lying.
You've been coming home late every night smelling like smoke and booze.
Honey?
Yeah, I'm just gonna light up, check some emails.
You guys have to shut down this casino.
Guys, we got a problem.
He's cheating.
You gotta send a message like De Niro in Casino.
You think you can cheat us?
I got lucky.
Well, your luck just ran out, man. Because me and my friend's about to fuck you up.
What are you guys gonna do about it anyway? You're a bunch of soccer moms.
Maybe we'll cut your dick off.
Oh, shit. Oh. This shit just got real.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I'm gonna do this.
No, I'm gonna do this.
Don't play around with... Come on.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up. Could this help?
Just hold on to that.
Tell your friends if they mess with that, this is what they're gonna get.
It's day 16 of movie month.
Yes, it's my fifth annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
The 16th of June. Oh, Jesus Christ, the freaking air conditioner just went on. The 16th of June, 2018. Today marks the second half of my fifth annual movie month. Today marks the next 15. And today I watched a movie that made me laugh out loud many times. I laughed and laughed. And boy, this movie was friggin' stupid. This was a bad movie, not a good movie, but there were funny moments with funny people. That doesn't make up for the fact that this movie was pretty much dumb. Today I watched The House, starring Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, and Jason Mantzoukas, who... I love all of them. I love Will Ferrell for being Will Ferrell. Jason Mantzoukas, from his podcast to his time on Brooklyn Nine-Nine to even, of course, The League. Love him. Amy Poehler, how could you not love her? Parks and Rec, Saturday Night Live, everything. Love them all. They were funny in this, but this movie was dumb, and they were kind of dumb in this too. How much more do you say about this? Like, there were definitely moments where I rolled my eyes. There were definitely moments where there are funny people doing dumb things, and then there are people who are supposed to be funny, but they're not funny. I'm just going to say it. You know, Nick Kroll, I know people love this guy, and he had this show called Kroll Show. I couldn't get through one episode of that. On The League, I enjoyed him. In this, I enjoy him. But sometimes, I don't know how funny he is. Like, he can be funny, but I don't think he's as funny as other people think he is. That's just me. Now, there are some other people in this. There are some actresses that I recognize from comedies and stuff that, you know, I just felt like they were trying too hard. And they weren't making me laugh. Will Ferrell made me laugh. Amy Poehler made me laugh. Jason Mantzoukas made me laugh. Honestly, the thing that made me laugh the most were after the end. After it said the end, they brought up some bloopers, some outtakes. That made me laugh more than anything else. But I, you know, and it looked like they were having fun making this movie. They had this whole, I mean, look, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm spoiling some of it, but like, at some point they have to rough a guy up who's counting cards and cheating. They bring him in the back and they start talking, and they're arguing over an axe, and they fight for the axe and accidentally cut this guy's finger off. I mean, it was like dumb slapstick stuff like that that just was like, you know, oh my God, like, this is stuff you'd see in bad movies, and that's what just happened. But then there's lots of blood pouring all over the guy, and he's trying to, like, put the finger back on. Dumb, not realistic, but that was kind of funny. There were funny things, but just dumb. Every time Jason Mantzoukas talks, I laugh. And I hope he does more bigger things. I can never be sick of him, and he never doesn't make me laugh. I think that's proper. I thought maybe I heard an ice cream man, but I didn't. Anyway, this movie, not good. Kind of dumb. Funny with funny people. There are some funny moments, but not good. I feel like when I saw Anchorman 2, I said, that was a funny movie, but it's not a good one. Or, like, that's how I thought the first time. Like, this is not a good movie. There are moments that made me laugh, but that's not enough to make me think this was a good movie. Where I'm like, damn, I need to see that again. That was so smart how they did this. Nothing was smart about this movie. It was silly. There were a lot of silliness. There was almost too much silliness. No, I don't say there's too much silliness. There was a lot of silliness, but no smarts to back up the silliness. It was just silliness upon silliness with some dumb moments. Still, though, made me laugh, and I guess that's the most important part of all. But if I'm just going to give my honest review, I wouldn't recommend this movie and say, oh, man, it was great. It was just funny. It was just silly. And look at that. I mean, I'm 4 minutes in, and I don't want to talk about this movie anymore. You know, it was 90 minutes long, short, perfect, boom. I watched it in the middle of the day. I just finished watching it now. It is 5:30. I don't know when I'm going to get this up, but it's 5:30 right now. I have some pork pies in the oven. Pork pies, you say? Yes. So in Methuen, there's a little market called Twaits. Now, it's spelled Thwaites, but it's called Twaits, and it's been there for a million years. My dad grew up down the street from it. So he said, hey, I'm getting some pork pies and some chicken pies from Twaits. You want some? I said, Dad, I would love some. So we had 5 pork pies, this little thing, and we cut them up, and my wife and I are going to have that for dinner with its delicious macaroni salad. It's in the oven right now, so I don't want to talk much longer because I'm watering at the mouth with how delicious it is. I'm actually talking about pork pies with more enthusiasm than I talked about this movie. But the movie, again, I'll say it was dumb, funny, not good. And that's it. All right, folks? Listen, if you go to fansonexperts.com, you're going to see something weird. You're going to see something that isn't a movie month post. You'll be like, what is that doing there? Yes, I also have a podcast on wrestling called WrestleFania. So if you check that out, it's my cousin Brandon and I talking, not to each other, because we couldn't find the time. I couldn't find the time. Sorry, Brandon, I know you tried. Couldn't find the time, so we're talking about some WWE events that are happening tonight and tomorrow. And of course, the most important thing is that you subscribe to this podcast, Geek Mentality. Go to fansonexperts.com right now, click on this post, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that fun stuff. If you just go to iTunes, any of your podcast tools, you can search Geek Mentality, you will find us. I'm on Twitter at Geek Mentality. I'm on Instagram at Geek Mentality. I'm on Facebook at fansnotexperts. And like I said, the website is fansnotexperts. That's it. That's it, folks. This movie doesn't deserve much more than this. There's nothing intricate. There's no plot developments that I need to talk about. There were just some funny people. I can't think of the guy who plays, I want to say it's Rob something or other, who plays the cop. I like him and stuff. He's funny too. Definitely some funny people making some funny moments in a bad movie. That is The House. It's on HBO, so if you want to watch it, be my guest. But I'm done. This is Mike saying that I think that you should listen right now to my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.